I am in awe of anyone who runs a marathon. I think it's the most extraordinary feat of endurance. And the thing that we know that means that all the people, all the thousands of people who are going to come and run past here later, the reason that they can do that isn't because they just decided that they wanted to do it and they went out there and started to do it. It's because they had the self-control, the self-discipline, and the persistence to do the training. And it's not only hard work physically, it also takes quite a lot of time. Actually doing those 20-mile runs, however many days you do it before the actual thing, is really time-consuming. How long does it take to run 20 miles? Depends how fast you are, obviously. Several hours for most of us. Not that I'm ever going to do it myself. But it's time-consuming, it's hard work, you face injuries and all those sort of kind of battles with that. It really needs a lot of self-control and persistence. So that is what, in this passage from when Paul was writing to the Corinthians in his first letter, he was writing about. He was doing something that was very common in those days. He was using this parallel, this analogy with sport, with the games as they were then, to encourage people in their Christian lives. It was this common thing that philosophers did, and of course the main events in the games in those days were running and fighting, the equivalent of boxing today, which is what you get in this passage from 1 Corinthians. The first, Paul addresses the running, but later he talks about, nor do I box as though beating the air, but I punish my body and enslave it, so that he's talking about his training for that. So there are these two events that people use, or the philosophers in those days use, to equate things and give an analogy. And Paul picks up on that common use of that analogy and uses it to talk about the Christian life, the persistence that's needed, the self-discipline that's needed in the Christian life in order to win the prize. Because that is the two parts of that verse, the second sentence, run in such a way that you may win it. This isn't just about kind of all of us running, but running in a particular way so that we get to the prize. Now, that running in that way is all about that preparation, about that self-control, that self-discipline. And for us as Christians, that is about taking up the things that we should take up, but also in the context in which Paul was writing this letter, it was all about also about turning away from some of the things that distract us from running the race in that way as to get to the end, to get to the prize of being with God, of being with him in that perfect wholeness of eternal life. And so there was a twin thing of leaving behind stuff and taking stuff up. And for us today, the exercise that we do, the preparation that we do for the spiritual life is all around prayer, is all around reading the Bible, is all around the disciplines of giving, of being in fellowship with one another, of being sort of whole life disciples of Jesus, not just being about a Sunday thing where we come to church on a Sunday and we think that's ticked off for the week. It's about how we take that self-discipline in the way we're living our lives and running the race into the whole of our lives in a disciplined way. I'm very interested and involved in using Ignatian spirituality in my own prayer life. And in Ignatian spirituality, the Saint Ignatius, who was a 15th century Spanish saint who set up and founded the Jesuits, the Society of the Jesuits, he developed some spiritual exercises, and they're actually called spiritual exercises. And it's a program of going through exercises in prayer that he set out for people to use. And it's a very commonly used thing that you can do either in a 30-day retreat or in a way doing it in daily life. But for me, that sort of really helpful analogy that as you go through that program of spiritual exercises, it prepares you and equips you for a lifelong journey with Jesus. And of course, Paul writes here, athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable garland, but we an imperishable one. So the prize that we're running towards is a prize for all of us, but it's not a prize like a garland or like a trophy or even one of those medals that all the runners will get today that is actually a material thing that won't last. What we're running towards is something that will last forever, that eternal, life-giving relationship with God that is all about us knowing life in all its fullness and eternal life forever in Jesus. So as we watch those runners run past later, and I always find it incredibly moving, it makes me feel very emotional because all those people are running for something good. They're running often to raise money for charities, in memory of people they've known. There's something really powerful about the sense of everyone working together for the good, and that's what the Christian race is all about. It's not fighting to see who can get to the end post first. It's about us all running in companionship, just like in the marathon, encouraging one another in our self-discipline and in our journey of following Jesus. So let's remember all those things when we go out there later and gather, and let each of us run that race with persistence so that each of us may know the fullness of life with Jesus. Amen.